we're coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room. Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. We don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you have gotten up and having a good day thus far, and we hope and pray that you had a real good weekend. We hope that your preacher preached that Bible and preached the word of God and gave you a good sermon, some food for the soul. And now we are ready at the beginning of the week to get back started. And I'm glad you've tuned in today to the Situation Room. You know, this is the day that we focus in on our hot topic. Yeah, we are focusing in today on our hot topic. And I went over to the magazine, World News Daily. World News Daily, it's a newspaper, and they report on a lot of interesting topic. And I ran across this topic here. Sex education teacher fired for teaching 9-year-olds to perform oral sex. Yeah. And because this is such a sensitive topic, ladies and gentlemen, you may want to get your little ears, you know, if you got some young children, you may want to go on and put them in another room, give them something else to do. You may not want them to be in the room when you're listening to this here, because this is really a topic for an adult audience. This is an adult audience kind of a topic here. And so use some discretion if you want your children to, you know, hear this. So use some wisdom here. But this topic said sex education teacher fired for teaching 9-year-olds, ladies and gentlemen. 9-year-old. That's like what, about third grade, third, fourth grade? Something like that. Elementary student. She teaching the elementary student how to have oral sex. Lord have mercy, ladies and gentlemen. See what our world is coming to. Let me just read some of this. Let me just read it to you, and then I'll give you my take on it. Okay. Will that be all right? It says, an elementary school teacher from Madison in Wisconsin was fired after she taught a class of fourth graders how to deep throat and stimulate oral sex with a banana. Oh, Lord have mercy. A 29-year-old Jennifer Morrison was a sex education teacher at Sandsboro Elementary School and was fired on Tuesday after numerous complaints from parents. According to the plaintiffs, Ms. Morrison's teaching method and the content of her class are both inappropriate. 9-year-old children. It's inappropriate for 9-year-old children. The president of the Sandberg Elementary Parent Association, Dolores Franklin, says the teacher taught her students how to perform oral sex and stimulate it herself. My daughter asked me to buy some cucumbers and said her teacher had told her to practice deep throating. I was shocked. Now, I don't really know what deep throating is, ladies and gentlemen, but I guess it's some kind of sex act. A few other topics that Ms. Morrison discussed with the children have raised many eyebrows, notably group sex and bestiality and some other kind of thing. I can't pronounce this. It's fetishism or something. F-E-T-I-S-H-I-S-M. I don't know exactly what that is. She's teaching our kids to explore their sexuality and tell them it's normal to take part in orgies and have sex with dogs. Yeah, you heard it right. That's what the article said. She's teaching our kids. It's what a parent is saying. She's teaching our kids to explore their sexuality and tell them it's normal to take part in orgies. In other words, group sex, and have sex with dogs. And that's totally inappropriate. That's what the articles say. More than 25 complaints concerning Ms. Morrison have been filed since the beginning of the year. And the school board decided to fire the 29-year-old sexual education teacher. All right, now the teacher was 29 years old, and so she done got fired. They fired her. The school board went on and fired her. The content of sexual education classes have been subject to debate for decades in the many states across the U.S., and Ms. Morrison isn't the first teacher to lose her job for teaching controversial content. In 2014, an elementary school teacher from Louisiana, I guess that's short for Louisiana, was fired for telling fifth graders to masturbate as a homework for his class. All right, so you got this fifth grade teacher, this man teacher, telling the students to do some masturbation, and that's your homework assignment. And then in 2012, a middle school teacher lost her job after she stripped naked in front of a class full of third graders. Now ain't this something? Now let me read it again. In 2012, this middle grade a school teacher. Now middle grade, I thought middle grade is around 6th, 7th grade, but apparently this is third graders. Because it said middle grade school teacher lost her job after she stripped naked in front of a class full of third graders. Third graders, I thought, is elementary school, but that's all right. That's all right. In other words, this lady, she got fired for stripping in front of the kids, third grade kids. Now, despite numerous incidents and controversies, sexual education classes remain part of the program in most schools across the United States. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you done heard it. Here in the Situation Room, we got a sex education teacher fired. Now, the strange thing about this, they only just made mention in 2014, 2012, you have a teacher being fired. But look like to me, you ought to have them being fired every day and every week, not just going a month, I mean, a year here and then a year, 2 or 3 years later. Yeah. So, what's the problem? What's the problem, ladies and gentlemen? Well, let me just, I believe if you really want to get to the root of the problem, the devil is behind this. The devil is behind this. And our school boards have been, our schools, not just the school boards, our schools have been hijacked by the LGBTQ movement, ladies and gentlemen. That's really what's happening. That's really what's happening. Our schools done been hijacked. Did you hear what I say? Our schools done been taken over by the LGBT and the Q. We got the lesbian, the gay, the bisexual, the transvestites, and the Q. They done took over our schools, ladies and gentlemen. Our schools done been hijacked. See, it started with the gay movement back in the 1970s. In the early 1970s, they began to introduce sex education in school. Because I remember when they first started it. And see, when they first started it, it was really just something being taught in health class and PE class. And what they would do, they would kind of, you know, break you up. They would take the girls over here in one room or in one part of the gym or something. And then they would take the boys in another part of the gym. And basically, for the most part, they would bring somebody in and they would talk about health. And then they would kind of slip it in a little bit about, you know, a little sex education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, I can remember, you know, when my boys started going to school back in the 90s and stuff, they had started teaching sex education. And they would talk about different things. So I said, oh boy, it's kind of getting out of hand now. And they had a lot of stuff, so I could see them really moving. I could see them really moving into this thing, and now we're at the point of teaching oral sex, group sex. It's quite common for them to bring in stuff like bananas in class. You know, teachers of the sex education teacher bringing a banana in class, and then she'll show the kids how to put on a condom. Yeah, using the banana or using a cucumber on how to, you know, put on a condom and stuff. And different things like that. And but see, now they're going to the point of having, showing, you know, the kids how to come together and have group sex. See, a lot of these, a lot of our school teachers, well, where's our school teachers coming from today? A lot of our school teachers, particularly these that are between the ages of like 21, 22 years old, to about 32 years old, a lot of these kids didn't grow up in the church. They didn't grow up in the church. And they went to college. And in college, they were basically brainwashed to be more open-minded. And if they did come from Christian homes, you know, throw away religion like that, you need to be more open-minded. Then they got into a lot of these fraternities and sororities and stuff. And so that's where a lot of them was first introduced to a lot of this group sex and orgies and getting drunk and having all different kind of sex, gay sex, bisexual, all that kind of stuff. They learn a lot of that in college. And so when they came out of college, 23, 24 years old, as a school teacher, now you got people who used to do group sex and being bisexual and being homosexual and being lesbian. That's your school teacher now. That's your school teacher. Where it used to be our school teachers, you know, they was a husband and a wife, you know, and you knew your school teacher. They went to, you know, the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the Pentecostal church. You knew the school teacher. You knew the principal and stuff. But today you don't really know the teachers. You don't know where they getting these teachers from and things like that. So, but that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is our schools done been hijacked by the LGBTQ people today. They done been hijacked. You think about it. Even all of our like Christian organizations, like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they done been hijacked by the LGBT and the Q. Even, you know, they used to have the YMCA and the YWCA. You know, you had the Young Women's Christians Association, and that was the YWCA. And the YMCA was the Young Men's Christians Association. They done been hijacked. They done been hijacked today. They done been hijacked by the LGBTQ. I mean, they everywhere. Matter of fact, if the truth really be told, our country today has been hijacked by the LGBTQ. They everywhere, and when they can't get their way, they start marching on you, and they start yelling discrimination and all of that. And see, if they would have won that election, if Miss Hillary would have won the election, you think it's bad now? I mean, this thing was getting ready to be, I mean, full blown. But the grace of God, God intervened. I believe God intervened, and God kind of, God put it on hold. He put this thing on hold and giving us a chance. He is giving us a chance to take our country back. And that's the solution, ladies and gentlemen. The solution is Christian people got to come out the closet. The gay done came out the closet. The lesbian done came out the closet. The bisexual done came out the closet. The transvestite done came out the closet. The Q done came out the closet. It's time that the Christian people come on out the closet. We need to come out the closet and we need to take our country back. Yeah, we need to take the country back. We need to go ahead and turn this thing around since God done gave us a chance. I believe God done gave us a chance to save our country. Yeah, he done gave us a chance to save our country. How can we do that? We got to get out there and do what the Bible says. The Bible says in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Why, we got a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to teach. We better go on and teach. We better teach people the Christian way. We better teach them the Christian value. Because the LGBT is there out teaching folks their value. They are teaching them how to have sex and being a bisexual and lesbian and gays. And if you want to be a transvestite. Listen. I'm surprised that we don't see more people getting fired. Why come more folks ain't getting fired? She ain't the only one. She ain't the only one that's teaching. See, the problem that I have is there are more folks just like her all over America teaching the same thing and got a good job. And we're still paying them. All of them need to be fired. They need to shut it down. They need to get that out to school. Sex education. They just need to get it out to school. They just need to get it on out to school and learn how we used to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, learn how we used to learn. We learned from our big brothers. We learned from our big sisters. We learned from our parents. Our parents taught us. One of the teachers at school would pull you aside or something and teach you. It was people who had good Christian values. Good Christian values. I don't want nobody who's an LGBTQ teaching my children sex education. No. I need somebody. Listen, that's a parent job. The parent needs to decide on whether they're going to teach or they need to decide on who gonna teach the children. But I think they need to let it be done in a Christian environment. You know, at the church, we used to do what was called the True Love Way. True Love Way. We would have a lock-in, and we would teach the kids about abstaining from sex. Abstaining from sex. It wasn't so much teaching them sex education. We'll talk about abstaining from sex, and we would show them of the bad side of sex. We would show them what could happen if you go out there and have sex. We would show them that you could get gonorrhea and herpes and the clamps and all of these other venereal diseases. And we would show them the picture. See, the problem with stuff today is we done glamorized sex. We done glamorized it. You know, we show how this one girl got five boys looking at her and running after her and stuff like that. And so we glamorize sex today. We'll show this girl got this nice body, this Coca-Cola body, and she got a bikini on or a bathing suit on. We'll glamorize sex today. But sex shouldn't be glamorized like that. Sex is something that's sacred. And it's not a toy. It's not something to be played with. Sex is sacred. It's when you have sex, you have entered into a creative act. Yeah, God has given you the ability, mama and daddy, to create another person. Yeah, the God. I mean, God has given you the ability to produce another life. And that's nothing to be played with. That's nothing to be toyed with. There's nothing to just let anybody speak their values into your life. You need to pull back And parents, we need to empower the parents. And the parents needs to decide. And the parents needs to teach. And so, but we got to save some of these parents. We got to save some of these parents. We got to save these parents. We got to get our country to being a God-fearing country. We got to get these parents to being God-fearing parents. We got to get these principals to being God-fearing principals. Because see, the principals at the schools, if they was really God-fearing principals, then they would hire God-fearing teachers. And then we got to elect a God-fearing school board member. Because if the truth be told, all of these school boards, they need to be fired for letting that happen all across the nation. Everywhere that they got sex education, everywhere that these school boards have permitted sex education, they need to fire them all off. They need to fire them all off. I don't care if it's from the littlest school there in Louisiana, Mississippi, to being the biggest school there in New York. If they are for sex education, we need to vote them on out of there. We need to just vote them on out of there. Yeah, because sex is sacred, and it's too sacred for people to play with like that. You know, we can take our country back. We can take our school board back. But we got to really believe that we can take it back, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I like Matthew chapter 16. Jesus asked the question one day. He went to the foot of Mount Hermon. He went to the foot of Mount Hermon. He was there at the region of Caesarea Philippi. And in Caesarea Philippi, that was a place where all the different statues of Caesar and Philip and all of the different kings and what have you. And so you saw the images of all of these different people as they was coming into this region of Caesarea Philippi. And this was a demonic stronghold, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus asked the question. He said, "Who do people say that I am, the Son of Man am?" And they begin to say, some say that you are Elijah, some say that you are Jeremiah, some say that you are one of the prophets. But Jesus said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter raised his hand and says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." See, Jesus was right there at Satan's domain. That was a demonic stronghold, but Jesus was using that as an illustration of what the church can do if they really believe and have faith in God. That, see, we can storm. We can take these schools back, ladies and gentlemen. We can take these school boards back. We can take these homes back. We can take these churches back, but we got to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not too late to take it back. We can't take it back being quiet. We got to take it back by making some noise. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my take on it. We hope and pray something was said, something was done to help you and strengthen you on your Christian journey. Thank you for joining us this morning. Listen to us all day long. For we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.